Welcome to the Creating a Life You Love podcast. If you don't know me already, my name is Adriana. So to rewind a couple of years, back in 2019 is when I first started my fitness journey. And I was involved in sports before this, but 2019 is when I started working out by myself. And at this time, I was going through a stage where I wanted to work out to achieve a thinner body structure. And the whole goal was to kind of be toned. I think this was really trending at the time that I started my fitness journey, especially for girls. So I wanted to have that aesthetic. What I didn't realize was focusing so much on my appearance, I was going to struggle a lot with eating habits and thoughts that were disordered in a way. And well, not in a way, but most definitely. And this really hurt my self-confidence, just did not help me in life at all. Though at the time, I thought that once I achieved this aesthetic, I would be happy. So then fast forward a little bit into my fitness journey, I started getting back pain maybe like a year in, and it was just really bad, really frustrating. And instead of slowing down and taking it easy, I decided to ramp it up. Suddenly what was popular at this time, or what was popular on my For You page of TikTok and, you know, Instagram, was girls lifting heavy. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to lift really heavy. I'm going to deadlift. I'm going to squat. I'm going to bench. I'm going to do all the things because I want to be strong and powerful. And so my identity used to be in how thin I could be, but now my identity was shifting to how strong I could be. Now, this wasn't inherently bad until my ego started taking over and my pride, to where I could be in such physical pain, like my back, I'd have to ice it in between deadlifts, but I would still push myself to deadlift. I wasn't competing or anything, but I had to lift this certain amount of weight. And discipline is great and all, but when you are in such physical agony, but literally cannot let yourself rest because your identity is placed in lifting these heavy weights so much, like that is an issue. And so I remember there was one day, and it was in December. I don't know what year it was. I think it was 2021. Yeah, 2021, where I was really discouraged after I had just got done lifting heavy. My back was in so much pain. I couldn't even sit on a chair for more than 30 minutes without pain kicking in. And so I was really discouraged, and I just started crying in the gym, and I just decided to leave. And I was just very frustrated. And looking back, the reason why I was so frustrated is because that is all that mattered, the gym. It's really all that mattered in my life at that time. And feeling like that was going to be taken away from me was so difficult. And then at that time, I also was placing my identity into becoming muscular, being really strong, but yes, but also muscular. And so let's see, fast forward to the year of 2022, and even 2021, I just focused on building as much muscle as possible. And I definitely achieved that. People would compliment me, say, you know, my arms looked great, I looked super muscular, but I was never happy. It was never enough for me. And I placed my identity in it so much that if I couldn't work out one day, or if like my friends wanted to do something and like it was at the time of me working out, like I would not change my plans. Like I was, yes, very dedicated to working out, but it started to become unhealthy still in my life. I wanted to be very muscular, so I would force feed myself food. It didn't really matter to me if like my stomach hurt, I would just keep eating. When I was doing that, I was very unhappy because I felt so miserable eating. Food was not my friend. You know, it started off at an early age in my life being my enemy in the way that I didn't want to eat a lot of it. But then as time went on and I wanted to become more muscular, it became the enemy because I was just so tired of it. I was like, I don't want any food right now. So at this time, I'm still dealing with very bad back pain. And it was this year, the beginning of this year, that I found out I had, or actually last year, the end of last year, I found out that I had mold toxins in my body. And I found this out through lab testing, which is, I definitely recommend, because I wouldn't be able to understand this information if I didn't do a deep dive in my body, if I didn't get to the root cause. Basically, the mold, I was surrounded by mold. I think it was coming from my car at the time. And so my levels in the lab tests I got back were really high. And now mold being in your body can cause a range of health issues. It can cause fatigue, joint issues, memory loss, like so many crazy neurological issues, physical issues, immune system dysfunction. So I started getting really bad rashes as well from the mold. And once I got rid of my car at that time, it went away. But I then realized I had Lyme disease because I also got tested for that. Lyme disease was from getting bit by a tick when I was 7 years old. And so at this time, last year, the end of last year, I was really struggling even more with back pain and neck pain. Such bad stiff neck, joint pain. My knees were aching. My feet were aching. I had burning sensation and tingling in my hands and my feet. Every part of my body felt so inflamed. My glands were always swollen. I had like swollen lymph nodes, and it was just getting really bad. And this is where I started to really question why I was working out. I started to feel so miserable that I could not some days lift the amount of weight I usually lifted. And I could not do the things that I used to do in order to build muscle. I had to start doing more body weight exercises. I had to really go slow with movements and do more functional style training. And so I started to see some changes in my body happening because I wasn't able to go as hard as I once was because of the physical pain in my body. And this is where a perspective shift happened in my brain. At this time, I was still posting. I was posting a lot about my body and my transformation of being really skinny to being very muscular. I was posting that on social media. But then I started questioning. Wait a minute. If I say this pain gets so bad to where I cannot work out, and my social media platform is based off of how my body looks, like I'm sharing this with a good intention of telling others that, you know, if they work hard enough, they can achieve a physique that they're proud of. But wait a minute, am I proud of my physique? No, I'm not satisfied. And so I started thinking about that. And what really hit me was, would I be okay with losing all of this muscle that I've built because this physical pain is so bad? Would I be okay with that? I would. And at the time, I answered absolutely not, because my identity was placed in the muscle and the strength that I had. My identity was placed in my appearance. And then a few months into 2023, this year, I realized something else. After this perspective shift, I realized that I was making my body an idol. And when we think of idols, maybe we think of like, you know, a statue or like a golden calf, like they had in the Old Testament. So I didn't think that I could make my body an idol. I was like, I can't make my body an idol because God made my body, you know? And so like, it's not an idol. But what I started realizing was anything that consumes your everyday thoughts that is keeping God from becoming first is an idol. And my appearance was taking over. Anytime I walked by a mirror, I would flex. I would body check. I would look at myself. Whereas a few years ago in 2020, I would always body check out of hatred for myself. When I started, you know, lifting and wanting to be more muscular and getting stronger, I was body checking out of pride. Every time I went to the mirror, I was admiring myself. And of course, there were some times where I would, you know, criticize myself. But for the most part, I would go to any car window I could find, any reflection of myself, anything, I would just flex, you know, any chance I got. And that really took over my life. The constant thoughts about my body. Oh, I'm taking a picture with my friends. I have to make sure I'm on the outside of the picture so I can flex my arm and everyone can see my tricep and how strong and muscular I am. Like, those are the thoughts that took over. Instead of just enjoying time with my friends, I was thinking about, oh, do I have a good pump right now? Maybe I should like chug a bunch of water so I can, you know, have the appearance of being more like full in my muscles. And like, obviously, okay, like water is good to drink, but my mindset behind it was just not great. And so while there is this one spectrum that I was on of hating my body, that's not good, there was this other place that I arrived to where I loved my body, and I was making this self-love all about pride, all about me. The focus is all on my body. And that was really, really damaging. So I just was reading this book, and the title is called Suffering by Paul David Tripp. And my friend gave this to me, and oh my gosh, it's such a great book, definitely recommend. But there was something in here that he was talking about. The book, obviously, it's on suffering. And so it says on the front cover of the book, Gospel Hope When Life Doesn't Make Sense. So basically it talks about his experience. I'm just in the first few chapters, but it's talking about his experience with his physical health deteriorating and how he was able to stay in his faith, his eyes on God during this time of suffering, even when it didn't make sense. And so I wanted to read something in here that I really, really resonated with. So he talks about in here that there was something that he carried into his suffering that shaped his experience. He says, I was unaware that there was a lot of pride in me, pride in physical health and in accomplishment. About 3 years ago, before I got sick, I lost 40 pounds, changed my whole relationship to food, and began to exercise more aggressively. It worked. I kept the weight off and felt younger and more energetic than I had for years. I was proud of my physical fitness and confident in the healthiness of my body. I was proud, too, that because I was physically strong, I was able to be productive. I traveled every week to conferences around the world and wrote book after book in between. I look back now and see that I lived with assessments of invincibility. I was not a young man, but I felt like I was at the top of my game. And then he goes on to say, when I realized I was very ill and that weakness and fatigue would be with me for the rest of my life, the blow was not just physical, but emotional and spiritual as well. And so when I read this, this resonated with me so much because this guy in this book, Paul, really struggled with his physical health. And it made him realize that when he wasn't struggling, he had this sense of security in his own achievements. And so this resonates with me because that was me. Before I had these joint issues and major fatigue and just chronic pain that prevented me from working out normally and doing, you know, daily life activities, before I had this, my accomplishments gave me a sense of security. But the minute that it was taken away, where I couldn't do the things I normally do, I started to really go downhill until I realized that God was revealing to me what I was placing a false sense of hope into. And so he goes on to say in here, pride in my physical health and my ability to produce made me take credit for what I couldn't have produced on my own. God created and controls my physical body, and God has given me the gifts that I employ every day. Physical health and productivity should produce deeper gratitude and worship, not self-reliance and pride in productivity. I am thankful for what my weakness has exposed and for being freed by grace from having to prove any longer that I am what I think I am. And so he was mentioning in here 2 Corinthians 12:9, and I wanted to read that as well. So let me just pull that open. But 2 Corinthians 9. One thing I love about this Bible is it has those little things on the side telling you where each chapter of the Bible is, but somehow I still can't find where I'm going. Okay, Corinthians. So 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "Three times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, I am strong." So Paul wrote this, and when I first read this in Corinthians, maybe like a year ago, I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. For when I'm weak, I'm strong. Makes no sense. But now, after going through these physically debilitating problems, I realized that the Lord has been working through me and I am stronger than ever. Maybe not physically, but spiritually, mentally, and I trust that the Lord has a plan for what I'm enduring right now. But I wanted to mention that because Paul in this book of suffering says, he says, "It sounds weird and crazy when you first read it, but it's not. He has come to know that God's power is made perfect in his weakness. You see, weakness is not something you and I should be afraid of. We should fear our delusion of strength." So fitting, because I thought I could be so self-reliant. You know, I put all my identity in what my body looked like. And the truth is, I wasn't self-reliant, because every time I placed the importance on my appearance, body image issues started to happen. I started to get negative about my body, criticize myself, compare myself to others. And so if you're struggling with that right now, if you have that constant comparison, those negative thoughts about your body, always wanting to change something about your body, ask yourself, am I making my body an idol? When I was very appearance focused in my fitness journey, I had a relationship with God and I was growing in that every day. But there was always something holding me back a little bit from fully giving myself to Him. And that was the self-reliance I had. I was confusing, misunderstanding self-confidence for faith in God. Guys, my camera stopped for a moment, but I just changed the card in there because the memory card was full. So anyway, we're back. But what I was saying, my new perspective is something that I've had happen over the past few months, and I can confidently, happily say it's really been changed this past month in such an amazing way, to where it's made life way more fulfilling. And so I wanted to share that with you. So what this means to me in my fitness journey is that, yes, have a healthy lifestyle. You know, we are supposed to do everything for the glory of God. And you don't have to be a genius to figure out, when you start obsessing over your body too much, it's going to lead to some not great things. And obsessing your body negatively or positively can bring destruction. And I think that's one of the things that, this may be a little bit controversial, but, you know, obviously I agree we shouldn't obsess over our bodies in a negative way, to where we're criticizing ourselves constantly and beating ourselves up. But also, too much positive about our physical bodies, putting our identity into how big our biceps are, or how muscular our legs are, or how, you know, good our glutes look, or whatever it may be. You know, if we're putting our identity into that, that is not a good thing either. And so I wanted to talk about the things that I'm changing in my life now, and I have been for the past few months, to make this transition of not focusing on my appearance obsessively easier, you know, because there's things we can do in our lives to help ourselves out to where we're not obsessing over our appearance. So I wanted to talk about some of those. The first one, so important, but this is spending time with God first. And by this, I mean truly first in your heart. And I say this with providing an example because this was literally me just a little over a month ago. I would run out the door, rush to the gym, and often not spend time with God until the very end of the night where I would be tired and then fall asleep while reading the Bible or praying. But this has been a major shift for me in everything in my life, not just, you know, struggling with body image, but all struggles. Just spending time with God first thing in the morning has given me so much peace in it all. And now the second thing, anytime I feel pride or criticizing myself start to come in, I make myself very aware and I ask myself, wait a minute, why are we having this thought? So to provide an example, say I was getting dressed for an event and, you know, I start looking at my legs and I'm like, oh my gosh, my legs look so bad. Everyone's going to judge me. I just wish, you know, I could have more muscular legs and, you know, this just doesn't look great. So maybe I'm criticizing myself. I stop myself and I'm like, wait a minute. Number one, why am I thinking this? Who told me to think this? Like, why am I having this thought? Where did this stem from? And so I'm thinking about it. I'm like, comparing myself to other girls, you know, and what they look like. And then I ask myself, okay, knowing that's where, you know, this thought probably stemmed from, maybe it's a childhood thing, maybe it's something someone said to you. Knowing that, does this really matter? Does this matter? In the grand scheme of things, in the grand scheme of your life, does this matter? And the answer is no. Number one, if anyone does judge me, that is their own problem because they might have some insecurities that they are projecting onto me. Number two, no one is probably going to be judging me or even thinking about my body as much as we may think about our bodies. You know what I mean? So I always just change that perspective. And then I ask myself, okay, what does God say about me? Okay, well, looking at the Bible, God says he knew me before he created me and formed me in my mother's womb. And, you know, I know I am loved by him, not for my appearance. It says in Samuel, the Lord looks at the heart, not the appearance, not the physical aspects of somebody. And so Samuel, he was definitely, you know, more attractive, I guess you could say, as described in the Bible. But what God was really looking at was his heart. And so just putting that into perspective is something I like to remind myself of. And then maybe you're on the end where you are constantly checking yourself in the mirror. And maybe it's becoming kind of a pride thing to where you're comparing yourself to other people out of, oh, I look better than them. So if it's that, you would ask yourself those same questions, you know, where did I get this idea from that I have to put my importance in my appearance? Why do I think this way? And does it really matter? And what does God say? Just asking yourself these questions, I always think questions are the answer. They just get you to think. And then before you know it, you have an answer. Another thing I had to stop doing was body checking obsessively, whether it's flexing or just looking in the mirror at, you know, my body and what I want to fix. I had to stop doing that. And it is hard at first if you make a habit of doing that. But anytime you want to do that, I would suggest filling that with something else. Maybe instead of looking, you know, in the mirror, you open up the Bible and you check what's in there. It can be really, really easy to fall into the trap of obsessing over your body and thinking that you're doing it out of self-love because it's in a positive way, but really that can do more damage along the way. So fill that habit with something else. And so I even have thought to myself, wait a minute, like, am I able to even flex like my biceps or something without it being prideful? And I would say this is one of those things where it's like, where is your heart posture at? For me, I know that I, you know, can't do it every single day and post it on social media anymore because it really fed into my importance. My appearance is the only thing that matters. For someone, maybe that's not as big of a temptation, but you really have to use your discernment with that and what you feel God is telling you and what his word says. So yeah, I could do like a fun little bicep flex, you know, for like one picture. But I think when it's made obsessively for me, that's when I have to check myself. And so I've really stopped, you know, doing that altogether and just taking a break. And so if you've seen my Instagram and see how it's kind of shifted, you'll understand now why. And then also I had to see what was filling my mind with things that affected my view of myself. So I mentioned earlier, you know, when you have negative thoughts or, you know, maybe thoughts of pride coming up, asking yourself, where did I get this from? I think a lot of times, like even the music I was listening to where it was glorifying your body, sometimes even the friends I surrounded myself with or the people I followed on social media, all of that has such a strong influence. Even the shows we watch has such a strong influence on our brain to then kind of changing our thoughts to believe whatever these things, these images, these words are telling us to believe. And it may happen so subconsciously you don't realize it, but it can happen. So watch what you put in your mind. Watch what you put in your mind. And so the last thing I've changed is my workouts are dedicated to God now. So I ask, what can bring him glory? There is such an amazing aspect of physical fitness and, you know, whether it's running, cardio, weight training, functional training, any of the sort, you know, sports, I think it really trains your mind to be disciplined. And I do feel closer to God when I work out. Like I feel so thankful for my body. Even if I can't do the things that I used to be able to do, I'm so thankful for what I can do and how I can move my body. And so I've structured my workouts in a way to where I am not focusing on my appearance. Instead, I'm focusing on, okay, what can I do? What feels good right now to my body? Maybe one day my body is in a lot of pain, so I just need to go on a walk and stretch. And the other day I'm feeling great, so I can, you know, go lift some weights, not too heavy, and, you know, do some like body weight exercises and find joy in that. And so another thing is the clothes that I'm wearing, because this is, again, going to be controversial, but the clothes that you wear in the gym are more important than we may think. I needed to ask myself, why was I wearing this outfit that defined every inch of my body? That was so tight to where you could see everything. You know, like, why was I wearing it? And for me, why I was wearing it was to, well, I didn't think it was to get attention from other people, but it was. Deep in my heart, I was wanting people to see how muscular I looked, how good I looked. Deep in my heart, I also wanted to admire myself in the mirror. And so by wearing very revealing clothing, I became very prideful because I would obsess over myself in the mirror. Now, this looks different for everyone. Now I'm finding that I feel more comfortable in looser fit clothing in the gym, but it wasn't always like this. It was a shift that took place over a few months. And I know it really takes discernment and praying to God to help him reveal that to you. But since I've started wearing looser fitting clothing in the gym, or just clothing in general that isn't so revealing as, you know, it used to be to me, making that shift has made my workout so much more enjoyable. And so I would ask yourself, what is something you can do in your fitness journey to make the focus off of your appearance and instead just living a healthy lifestyle? You know, what can you do to do everything for the glory of God? And to kind of go into this, I wanted to talk about how my life has been changed by not putting this importance on my appearance in my fitness and health journey in my daily life. Number one is I now do everything for the glory of God, which sometimes, you know, we fall and I sin and I still make mistakes, but in my heart, I want to do everything for the glory of God. And this makes life so much more fulfilling. So whether, you know, you're eating a certain food, because I'm not saying to let yourself go and, you know, not participate in a healthy lifestyle because our physical bodies don't matter here on Earth. I'm not saying that. Okay, yes, our physical bodies are going to perish and they're not going to be here forever, but the Lord wants us to take care of ourselves and do everything for the glory of Him. So to me, doing everything for the glory of God is eating foods that do not make me feel horrible by giving me a stomach ache or, you know, making me feel very fatigued, but instead eating foods that give me energy and eating foods that, you know, aren't ultra processed, because obviously we know that that has negative health effects. So, you know, watching what I put in my body, of course, and doing that for the glory of God, you know, praising Him for the delicious food I get to have, praying before each meal. I'm not the best about this, but I'm working on, you know, waiting. But sometimes you just want to scarf your food down, if you know what I mean, like, you know, those days. But praying is something that I've been trying to incorporate before I eat. In 2 Corinthians 10:31, it says, "So whatever you do, whatever you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God." So I no longer eat to be super thin like I did when I first started my fitness journey. And I no longer eat to where I'm force feeding myself because I want to build muscle. Instead, I eat to give God the glory. I eat the foods that I know are good for me, that I know are going to make me feel good. Maybe our food isn't like it was back in ancient times, and maybe the majority of it is pretty processed, but I can do what I can to find foods that are going to be healthy for me. And another thing is, missing a workout does not make me so like anxious anymore. I used to be so in control of that, and it would really bug me. Like, if I wasn't feeling well and I was sick one day, I would have to go work out still. But now that is not a part of me. And what my body looks like doesn't control me. It doesn't control what I do anymore. And lastly, I have found peace even in the physical pain, because I know in my weakness, God's strength is revealed. And so overall, this whole year has been so transformative for me. And I am actually thankful for the pain that I have had. I'm not saying that this pain is from God. God is good and He wants to heal us, but we do live in this fallen world where physical pain is going to happen and trials are going to happen. And so God can use that to help us grow in Him and produce perseverance and hope and character. And He can use these things for His good. And He really has. It's helped me to not place importance on my appearance. And I'm so thankful for that. So I really encourage you to ask yourself, number one, well, am I making my body an idol? And if I am, what can I do so it's not that way? And maybe you're on the side where you're making your body an idol in the way you're obsessively thinking about it in a negative way. But maybe you're like where I was at the beginning of this year, to where I was making it an idol in the way I was basically worshiping it. Both sides are not good. So we want to find this balance right in the middle, where it's not going to be easy and we might fall from time to time. Like I mentioned earlier, these old habits and thought patterns can come back and grab you. But what we can do is realize that. Be like, okay, I'm aware of that. I'm going to come back here right in the middle and I'm going to meet God right here. I'm going to talk to Him about it. I'm going to pray to Him that He reveals to me if I'm making my body an idol. And honestly, I mean, if you're making anything an idol in your life, I probably have used the word idol like so many times. If you took a shot of water every time I said that, you'd be very hydrated, which is something I need to do right now. I need to be more hydrated. So I hope that my answers of, you know, what I'm doing to prevent myself from falling back into the trap of making my body an idol and what I've done to pull myself out, I hope that those answers can kind of encourage you and like give some insight to what you can do. Right now where I'm at is I'm just trying to get back to my normal eating and eating foods that feel good for me and that don't flare up my health issues. So trying to get that going, definitely hard if you are someone who, you know, during stressful times has trouble eating, you are not alone. But the Lord has really been helping me through that. And I've been getting my appetite back. So I'm so very thankful. And now really excited to get back to my normal routine. And not just normal routine, but a new and improved routine of putting God first. You know, just today I woke up kind of late. And I was talking with a friend yesterday. We had a really good conversation, but it went kind of like late. We didn't go to sleep till 12. So I woke up a little bit late today and I was going to go to the gym. But if I was going to go to the gym, I'd have to rush because I had something, you know, in that morning as well to do. So I just decided to read my Bible. Did I work out today? No, I didn't. Tomorrow I'm going to instead. Kind of flipped my schedule around a little bit. Because I realized that if I was to go and rush out of the house this morning and go to work out, it probably wouldn't have been a very good workout. And so sometimes you need to have that discernment to where, well, should I work out now? Should I spend time in God's word? What should I do? This past month, I've still been going to the gym, but I am making God first in my life and in my heart. You know, reading the Bible with intention, praying with intention, talking about God with others with intention, doing all of these things for the glory of God. So I could go on and on about this subject, and it's really something that I like speaking about because I have struggled so much with body image, and I can confidently say the only way I've been able to stop, you know, living in that constant fear of what my body looks like, the only way is by the grace of God, is by Jesus, is by going to him and telling him what I'm struggling with and changing my habits. So truly, take a look at your life, take a look at what you're doing and see what steps can you take. But besides that, I thank you so much for listening. And if you do have any questions for me at all, anything you want me to clarify, feel free to reach out to me. If you did like this podcast, subscribe, follow the podcast, and let me know if there's any other topics that you want me to talk about in the future. But besides that, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful week.